Check 1 2 1 2, bitch. What up, what up, what up, everybody?
What up?
This is episode 287.
287?
Consistent podcast in the area.
Give me a hell yeah!
Since this is me, Buzz B.
And over here is your boy JC No Honey.
And how the fuck are you doing, partner?
Good. Chilling. Eventful weekend. All amidst the storm and whatnot, everything was breaking down around here, but eventful. Can't complain.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I worked and stayed in the house. I did go out for a little bit over the weekend and shit, but that was cool for the most part.
Yeah, no, I watched football, went to my godson's birthday party, turned 1 year old.
Nice.
Trying to figure out what else I did. Oh, I had a savory hunger for wings all weekend and did not get them.
Ain't that about a bitch?
Yep. One restaurant that shall remain nameless. They kept canceling my order in DoorDash, and that was probably about 4 or 5 times.
And what then the fuck?
Another restaurant, which shall remain nameless, got my order delivered right at 11 o'clock, gave me somebody else's order. Wasn't even chicken wings. It was boneless wings.
Well, I don't mind boneless wings. I don't mind boneless wings.
I minded it when I wanted.
I know. Drums. It's the principle. Yeah. It's the principle of it. Yeah, I've been fucking heated. At 11 o'clock, you got your. No, you're going to have to see me.
They were about to close, and the first thing that came into my mind was.
Somebody did this. Yeah. Yeah, every time you press that button, Kanye's face should just pop up.
In the mask.
In the mask. Like, just moving like, guess who's going to jail tonight?
Right.
Oh, shit. But my weekend was chill. Like you said, like, I just pretty much chilled at home, worked a bit, worked out, watched football. And, yeah, that was pretty much the majority of my weekend. Went out, went to Tito's. Not Tito, what's it called? Some spot downtown. I hella forgot. But shout out to Chelsea. Yeah. He had a cracking last Saturday. So that was pretty fun. That was fun. That was super fun. And my Niners won. So yeah.
We'll get into them later. We will get into all that later. First though, we had a federal holiday come up. Martin Luther King Day this past Monday.
I should get paid for this.
Exactly. Round of applause for Martin. I don't even know how old Martin Luther King would be today. He was born in 29. I mean, he would have been 94. Yeah, 94.
Yeah, you've been 94.
Like
you've been old and withered up. You've been old and withered up.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Boston went ahead and gave us 94 reasons to ask what the fuck. I'm still
it's
confused.
The thought that counts. It's no. The thought that counts, JC. That's all that matters. It's the thought.
No.
I don't know what the fuck that shit was.
Yeah, so tell me what's in your thoughts about what it was. Exactly.
Love.
Exactly. You don't even know what the hell it was. It's the thought that counts. Well, tell me what that was.
It was love.
Yeah, okay. So for those who didn't see, Boston, of all places, and you know, as insult to injury, this is where Martin Luther King went to college. Boston College.
He went to college in Boston? I thought he went to Morehouse.
Yeah, he did, but then he also went to college in Boston, too.
Oh,
I was pretty shocked to learn that. That came up on Monday when I was like, really? He went to Boston
College? Okay. Like as a junior college, maybe? You know?
I don't know. Maybe he taught at Boston College. Maybe I misheard I was pretty shocked as well. Like, they was letting
black people in college in Boston. I know his black ass went to Morehouse. Yeah. I thought they weren't allowed over there.
Right. But they decided to recreate his embrace with his lovely wife, Coretta, when he found out that he was going to win the Nobel Peace Prize. It's just arms. There's no faces. There's no bodies. It's just arms. And if you look at it from certain positions, it don't look like it's wholesome, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it looks like doo-doo.
Oh, it looked like something else.
I know. I'm just saying doo-doo because I ain't trying to go to that route.
Oh, no. It looked like...
That looks like doo-doo.
So there were two of my favorites on what it looked like. The first one, obviously, it looked like somebody is giving some head. The second comparison, I thought that was hilarious, is that if you look at it from the certain angle, it's when Melvin was choking out Jody.
You go ahead, cry for your mama. Little Jody.
Yeah, I now I want them to put the heads on of Melvin and Jody so as it could complete the puzzle.
Might as well. Can you imagine that being a statue in Inglewood, in like in L.A. Just a statue of Melvin choking out Tyrese?
You'd have to put that right next to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Put that to Staples Center or Crypto.com Center.
Nah, that's gotta go right next to Roscoe's.
Man, they should make statues of all John Singleton movies, man. Make a statue for Boys in the Hood, then make a statue for Poetic Justice, and then make a statue for Baby Boy.
You're gonna put Fury outside of Compton? Put him right under the billboard sign. Here's Fury.
And then for Poetic Justice, it's the picture of just Janet and Pac screaming, "Fuck you, nigga!" like that shit.
Oh, yeah. Basically.
Yeah. And then just Jody getting choked out by fucking Melvin. That's what it looks like. God damn.
Yeah. I told you. So those are my two favorites. In addition, we obviously, for everybody who is on YouTube, you'll also understand, which we'll get to. They've asked for new policies, so we can't jump around and play sounds or show things that could be copyrighted. But one of the most infamous things I enjoy about Martin Luther King Day is those damn flyers for the parties.
Oh, boy. Aaron Magruder's a prophet off that shit, bro. He is a prophet.
Yeah.
Oh, did you watch the Boondocks episode?
No.
I hella forgot. I was like, oh, yeah, today's Martin Luther King Day. And I was thinking, like, what should I do on Martin Luther King Day? As a black person on Martin Luther King Day, what should I do? Be free, I guess. I don't know.
I had some dreams.
Just a white woman.
I slept in. I had some dreams.
Yeah, I worked that day. Time and a half.
Yeah.
Sounds like slavery. But,
yeah, hey, it was a paid vacation for us. It's a paid vacation for us, and they come to find out it's our last one for a few months. So I was like, it'd be like that sometimes. Yeah, exactly. And
it is pretty much the last paid government holiday for the next few months, though.
Right.
It is, in a way, so.
Right.
Like, they should make the day after the Super Bowl a fucking national holiday. That should be hangover day.
You would think, right? But
it would be a hangover day.
Yeah. Round of applause to Dr. Martin Luther King, even though he celebrated his day after day. Well, I'm not going to dive into that. If you know, you know. Now, YouTube, for those who are confused at what we were bringing up, what I was saying was that YouTube updated its policies.
Okay. You gotta get me on game on this.
Yeah, in the midst of updating their policies, they were going to demonetize videos that had cursing.
I thought it's been like that, though.
No. There's a lot of videos that you can monetize that have cursing. That's why I was confused. We have an interest in this with this, you know, we're on YouTube now. So
yeah,
I was very conflicted. Like, wait a minute, did we just, what the hell just happened? Somebody did this.
Somebody did this.
And so I was reading up on it, and yeah, they were thinking about demonetizing because they wanted to gain advertisement and wanted to get a broader reach, I guess. Of all
it's the internet.
Of all the content creators, guess which one had them backpedaling? Which group of content creators that are on YouTube had them backpedaling?
The podcasters?
No. Take another guess. Take one more guess.
What group had them backpedaling?
Yeah.
I would say the podcasters. I don't know. It's not the podcasters. I have a dirty mind.
It was the gamers.
Right. And I've been waiting, baby.
Salute to the gamers.
I believe
the gamers came back and had all kinds of perspective. Not only did they see that the policy was, they went back and they saw their videos. And they saw that the videos had been listed as demonetized. And they brought hell. So much so that now YouTube is now going back and they're like, hold on, wait a minute. Whoa, wait. Let's revisit this. We'll have something else coming out for you soon. So apparently people have until July as content creators on YouTube. They have until July to go in, say if they want to participate for monetization, whatnot. I believe that sometime soon, rather than July, they should have an update on the swear words.
So they're just going to take their asses to Twitch. That's all they're going to do.
And YouTube was like, whoa. Let's talk about this real quick.
We need a minute. Let's talk about this real quick.
Yeah.
It's the damn internet. Like, what do you mean they're not going to give them money for cussing? Shit.
I had a vested interest because I'm like, we just got on YouTube. What does that mean for us?
Seriously.
For our longtime followers, you know, when we open up the show, there's a little, you know, check 1-2-1-2, bitch. Like, there's no escaping it.
Bitch.
And apparently
no escaping.
It was if you had cursing in your title, if you cursed, I think, within the first 7 seconds.
Oh, wow.
And then if you kept going and kept cursing, there was going to be, it would just be demonetized at that point. So obviously, thank you to the gamers. Appreciate the gamers. Yeah. I bet everybody that's with a significant other that plays games that be complaining about them being on the game all the time, and they themselves are content creators on the other side, I'm pretty sure that was helpful for them.
I mean, all they can do is just, isn't there like a parental guidance on that shit too? Like a parental control?
Yeah, there's also YouTube Kids, but a lot of people don't know that, which is even more confusing to me because I'm like, wouldn't that be an opportunity for y'all to push YouTube Kids?
You would think, but they don't want to give money to people that be cussing, which makes no fucking sense.
Right.
Like, not just anything, for that, I feel like cussing now. Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Let it out. Get it out.
I don't feel like doing it now, but shit.
Yeah, so that covers YouTube. So we'll see how that plays out with that. I guess. Yeah, I guess is right. Mm. Yeah. What we ain't gonna guess about is them playoffs.
Right. And I've been waiting, baby.
Playoffs.
Well, let's go in order. Saturday, two games. First one, NFL still needs to be locked up for war crimes for making this the very first game to start the playoffs. 49ers Seahawks. 49ers beat the Seahawks 41-23. React.
Thank God. Fuck the Seahawks. Round one, we beat you. Round two, we swept you. Round three, we eliminated you. Rest in piss.
And that is astute analysis from 49ers fan Busby.
Nah, man. No, I mean, it's straightforward. I'm happy we beat them. I was more relieved. Like, for sure. We beat them niggas. And Brock Purdy, like, that boy was Purdying. I mean, it's typical Niners shit. I wasn't sweating. I was like, okay, let's see how this goes. You know, making mental mistakes. And I'm going like, we're a second half team. Let's see how we adjust.
Right.
And then we came. And then the second half happened. And then we just charged down the field and then scored. So then that boy Gino, he goes down the field. And, you know, and the way the Seahawks were playing, they were playing very – you could tell they watched tape on our asses. They were playing perfect football. And that's what you got to do with the Niners. You have to play perfect with us because one mistake, that's your ass. And then Geno fumbled the ball, and that just changed the whole momentum, and then touchdown. And then after that, Kyle Shanahan just said, nah, we got to put our foot on their neck. And then passed to Debo, and he just ran it in again. And then it was just like, oh, my – and then I just started, like – yelling at the TV like I was Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm like, you motherfucking right, nigga. Fuck these niggas. I was doing all that shit. I was happy we killed them niggas. All them times when Pete Carroll beat us, the NFC Championship game, I'm still mad about. I was happy as hell we beat them niggas. Die slow. Fuck y'all. Nah, I'm better. I'm good now. Niners, there nigga.
There you go. Second game. Chargers 27-0. I decided to leave the birthday party. Next thing I know, my brother hits me and my sister in the group chat. Jaguars are really them. I was like, what you mean they really them? Look down, 31-30. I said, I know damn good and well. I know damn good and well.
Boy, so this motherfucker Trevor Lawrence threw for 4 interceptions in the first half.
Yep.
4.
Yep.
And at that point, I was just like, and it was 27-0 in the first quarter, in the first half. I was just like, yeah, I'm going to watch Netflix. I'm going to do something else with my life. I'm going to prepare to go out. I'm just going to kill time. So I just I was watching Yellowstone. That's what I was doing. And then I'm periodically just kind of looking at the score. And then the second half comes and I'm seeing that they're charging down the field. And I'm like, oh, wow, they scored 27-7. Okay. And then after that, I look at the phone again. I'm like, they still got the ball. Okay, they're at the 50. They're at the 30. 20. Okay, let me turn this game on. And as soon as I turned the game on, that's when they scored. And I was like, okay, 27-14, okay. And then Trevor Lawrence just became him.
Yeah, I saw 4 touchdowns in the second half. And yes. They could not be stopped. Incredible. Amazing.
It was incredible. I just couldn't believe this shit happened. And then in the end, they literally drove down the field. Like, Chargers just didn't do nothing. They couldn't do shit. And then all of a sudden, they kicked the field goal. And at the end, they did not have the lead. The Jaguars did not have the lead the entire fucking game until the last second. And at the end, it was 31-30.
Yeah, somebody got to go. Somebody got to go.
Wow.
Somebody got to leave Los Angeles.
Oh,
Los Angeles,
San Diego.
They still San Diego in some frames. That's Los Angeles. That's Las Diego. Diego.
Marty Schottenheimer. Marty Schottenheimer ain't gonna do that shit. Like what?
Yeah.
27-0. That's at least it didn't happen during the Super Bowl. Yeah. But my God.
Yeah. So that wrapped up Saturday. That wrapped up the Saturday play. Sunday. Very great football all across the board. I don't know if you picked this up, but I noticed a trend in those 3 games. So we're going to go Bills beat the Dolphins 34-31. You always got to throw out
a long-ass game.
You got to throw out any and all bets when you're playing a divisional rival in the playoffs. So it is what it is. Mm-hmm. I know the Bills probably should have taken care of that, especially with the Dolphins being without Tua, but divisional game. Okay, now here's the trend. Very next game, and everybody saw it. We all saw it. We've been telling y'all all season. We don't trust Kirk Cousins.
Oh, yeah.
Don't trust him.
We don't trust the Giants, Vikings. Oh,
the Giants
no.
Upset the Vikings 31-24.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The final game, Bengals beat the Ravens.
I know where he's going.
24-17. Where am I going with this?
Everyone won by 4?
No, that's not. It's completely not even close where I'm going with it. Okay. If you notice, the team that lost by that with their point total in the previous game, the next point total was just enough to win the next game. So Dolphins scored 31 points. They lost. Yeah. Giants scored 31 points. They won. Mm-hmm. Vikings scored 24. They lost. Bengals scored 24. They won.
Okay.
All the games that Sunday.
Now.
Yep. And who was it? J.K. Dobbins went crazy in the Ravens after the in post game. saying that the offense should be catered around him. If they was going to win, if they had Lamar, they was going to win. And it's kind of like, no shit, Sherlock. We know.
I mean, they were playing Greg Roman offense without – they were playing Lamar Jackson football without Lamar Jackson, which made no sense.
None.
It's the equivalent of Blaine Gabbert playing the Kaepernick playbook without Kaepernick.
And are you going to win that
Greg
way?
Roman.
No.
Hell nah.
Mm-mm.
Shit, man.
Mm-mm.
That's – well, if we could – back up to that Bengals Bills game. Was it Bengals Bills? No.
Bengals Ravens.
Bills Dolphins. No, I'm talking about Bills and Dolphins. That game was fucking forever. That shit literally started at 10 o'clock and damn near ended at 3.
No.
Shit went on forever.
No, that was over at 1.
It felt like forever.
No, it was 1:30 at the latest. It was 1:30 at the latest because the Vikings had just played 3 minutes. They were only 3 minutes into the game, so it wasn't that long.
Yeah, it felt like forever.
Nah, it wasn't that
it
long.
It felt like forever. God damn.
It probably felt like forever. It probably felt like forever because you're not used to watching those games without red zone that creep in.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Vikings, I mean, that last – oh, my God. Kirk Cousins, bring your ass to the – no, don't bring your ass to the stand. Just go home. Get off that team. Get off my TV.
We knew what he was going to do. I mean – bring it real quick.
Somebody did this.
4th and 8. And you check down. And that pretty much summarizes the entire career of Kirk Cousins.
Why did he do that?
Oh, his explanation was even better. He said,
what was the explanation?
Him,
I gotta hear.
They asked him, why didn't you throw it to Justin Jefferson? He said, I didn't trust the coverage, so I found something else. And it was like, it's 4th and season. You should just chuck it up. He gonna be there.
See, Niner fans wanted Kirk Cousins. Some Niner fans actually wanted Kirk Cousins. I remember them. I remember y'all saying that shit. And then I was like, man, Jimmy would have. If that was Jimmy Garoppolo, Jimmy would have. He would have took the sack, or he would have just chucked it in the air and took an interception. He would have went out with some pride. Motherfucker.
And then finally, to end the wild card round this past Monday.
Yeah, these
you wanted to put the Cowboys up on trial, and I was like, nah, I don't see it. This one honestly was a toss up for me because it could have gone either way. It just depended on what was going to take place.
How the Cowboys show up.
They got Dak to play his most perfect game to date.
Mm-hmm. Round of applause for them, I guess.
Yeah. Never thought I heard you say that, but sure. Round of applause to the Cowboys. The most perfect game except for one area.
The kicker. I have never in my life seen a kicker miss a point after touchdown. I'm not going to call it a PAT. I'm going to spread it out. The point after touchdown. He missed not one, not two, not three, but four.
Four
missed points. Four missed points, which if the Cowboys weren't on their A game, that could have cost them the fucking game. They should be happy they won. Beat Tom Brady and them.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, too, is you could kind of afford that because we saw how Tom Brady was playing throughout the season. The only reason why it was a toss-up game for me was because it was a night game on a Monday. That's why it was only a toss-up. If they had played that thing on Sunday, I still wouldn't have trusted the Bucs. They showed us who they were by week six. But the fact it was a night game,
exactly.
Got to see how it goes.
And so everyone that being was said, going for the Bucs.
Yeah. So with that being said, we're in the divisional round. There are three NFC East teams, which means there's going to be an NFC East representation in the championship game. I guess we have the answer on which was the dominant division this year.
Yeah, we were all off.
Yeah. Yeah, we were all in the West.
There's only one West Coast team there. It's pretty much the Niners versus the East Coast.
Yeah,
that's almost what it is right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, predictions. Chiefs and Jags, who you got?
Really?
Yeah.
I know. I don't trust the Chiefs' defense. I don't trust their defense. But it's Patrick Mahomes, and it's hard for me to go against Patrick Mahomes. They're going to get slaughtered. I'm going for the Chiefs.
I'm actually going to ride with the Jags.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. I think when you overcome the sudden death that they were facing, you're going to ride it. And the exact reason why you said you don't trust the Chiefs, I know they have Patrick Mahomes. We obviously know what the defense isn't. But one thing they also do not have is Tyreek Hill.
Not there.
And I know you got Travis Kelce. But like I said, I played Juju in many a games.
Oh, yeah.
Not trusting it. I'm actually going to ride with the Jags to steal it.
You riding with Sunshine.
And Sunshine like the Waffle House, too.
Hey, if the Jags get to the AFC Championship, I'll be like, well, okay. They're playing with house money.
They ain't the
definition of a wild card.
It's not that far-fetched. They were just in the AFC title game 6 years ago, weren't they? They played the Patriots to go against the Patriots lost against the Eagles.
Yeah, that's true. True.
Jaguars are just there. Yeah.
That's not that far-fetched. Yeah, but if they go to Arrowhead and beat fucking Kansas City, whew. But like I said, I'm not going against Patrick Mahomes, so
I got that. And next up, that Saturday, we got Eagles versus the Giants.
That's gonna be a dog fight. I am very split on this one, man. That's gonna be a dog fight. But I'm not gonna count out the Eagles, but. You know what, fuck it. Since you went with the Jaguars, I'll go with the Giants.
Good one. Okay. It could go either way. Again, that's another divisional in playoff divisional game. So I can see it. Not that big of a stretch. I just think that with Jalen Hurts coming back, having a full week off in between, the guys, he's got a lot of weapons. And they still got four guys that had 10-plus sacks on defense. And not to mention they got some all-pros in the secondary. So – Bills and Bengals start off Sunday. The game that we were supposed to get week 17.
Is that going to be the default?
I have no idea. I'm thinking it's in Buffalo, but I honestly don't know.
Buffalo and Bengals. The way the Bills were playing last week, that was pretty. They were shaky. Like they could have had all that time to be up. They could have squashed fucking the Dolphins, but they just kept making mental mistakes.
Yeah, but remember the Bengals? Bengals weren't that much better against a team that didn't even have their starter either.
Yeah. Fuck. Is Chase coming back?
Chase played. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh, I thought he was injured. Oh, my bad. Not funny. Oh, fuck. I am split on that game. I'm going to go for the Bengals.
Yeah, I'll go for the Bills. I think the Bills got it.
Okay.
And lastly, 49ers Cowboys.
It is wartime. Yes. Who are you going for?
Look, on paper, the 49ers should handle what they need to handle. If that Dak Prescott shows up in Santa Clara where he was in Tampa Bay, the Cowboys are going to be tough to beat. I have not seen the Cowboys do anything like that. Like when Dak is – that's one thing I'll say, having Dak on my team before this year, past couple seasons. When Dak's on, the team is on. So if y'all don't shut Dak down – the Cowboys are going to take that, but
He was playing the 49ers. There you go, because the Niners have way too many weapons. I have never seen an offense like this before. I don't think I haven't seen a team like this because we're unique. We have Debo, Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, Ayuk, and then we got that nigga Purdy. Who's an elusive quarterback who can get the ball out, he can run out. He's not like Garoppolo. So it is as a defense, and they had like a short week too to fucking try to deconstruct that. Good luck, Cowboys. Good fucking luck. Because nigga, as a defensive coordinator, if I was a defensive coordinator, that offense would scare the fuck out of me.
Yeah. No, again, I agree. What? And if all else fails and it comes down to a close game, you know who's going to be the one sweating ass in the locker room. It's going to be Maher. And everybody's going to like their chances going up against Maher this week. Because, I'm surprised he ain't flipping burgers.
Shit, man. Oh, yeah. I looked at ticket prices. As soon as that game ended on Monday, the Niners app hit me up. Like, oh, get your tickets for the divisional round with the Cowboys and Niners. I looked at them tickets, and I closed the app immediately. I was like, oh, no. $1,500? That was the lowest price I saw was $1,500.
Oh, yeah, these ain't the ticket prices from your birthday.
Oh no! Then I went on StubHub just out of curiosity to see the lowest price I could find. At like a nosebleed seats was like $450. I'm like, oh no!
The TV works just fine.
No, yes it will. It is a tale as old as time. The Niners versus Cowboys. And the thing is, I don't hate the Cowboys as much as I hate the Seahawks. Their fans are annoying. The Cowboy fans, they're like cockroaches. They're everywhere. But, man, they're coming back for revenge. Yeah. And honestly, how everything is just shaping up right now, if it's the – like, hypothetically, if I'm just thinking ahead, if we beat the Cowboys and if the Giants beat the Eagles, it will be a rematch of the NFC Championship back in 2012 with the Giants and Niners. Oh, man. We're exercising our demons. But we got to get there first.
Yeah, so I'm excited for the games. We'll see how they all play out. Exactly. All right, next up, we on TV and movies. We're going to start off with the Golden Globes.
Shout out to Zendaya, Oakland's very own.
Yep. Shout out Abbott Elementary. They cleaned house. Boy, did they clean house.
They sure did, man. Prince of Bronson.
Did you watch it live? I only caught the highlights.
I watched some live. I watched some stuff live. I saw when Abbott Elementary won. I saw when Angela Bassett won for Wakanda Forever, which I was low-key shocked. I'm like, oh, shit. And she just won the Critics Award, the Critics Film Award, too. So that means she's low-key going to get nominated. She's going to get nominated for an Oscar, most likely, for Best Supporting Actress.
Let's see. What else is there? Gerard Carmichael, what'd you think?
I mean, he's Gerard Carmichael. I mean, he did great. He made everyone uncomfortable, which is what a Golden Globe host is supposed to do.
I think he made it even more uncomfortable being the fact that just a year ago, they were complaining about how they didn't have much diversity and representation. And so he probably looked at it like, oh, y'all want me to be the Toki? Okay. Well, I'm going to take your money. I'm going to take your money, and I'm going to turn around and not be the Toki.
Pretty much. Who else won? A lot of other awards. A lot of other people won too. I can't think of it at the top of my head.
One of my favorite aspects, because it just turned into the gift that kept on giving. You had Eddie Murphy in his speech.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a Lifetime Achievement Award. Yep.
Yeah, and how'd it go? It was if you want to be successful, there's three steps to be successful.
Three things you got to do: pay your taxes.
Yes, number one. Number two was...
Mind your business.
Yes.
Mind your business. And number three, keep Will Smith's wife's name out your motherfucking mouth!
And do you know why it was even... It's the gift that keeps on giving?
Why?
Because Tyrese took offense to it, and he went to social media, and he had words for Eddie Murphy, and then it brought out... Mr. Powerful Niggardry himself.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to your chair?
There is Powerful Niggardry at work here.
Ray J. Ray J came up and went up against Tyrese and said, shut your mouth. Eddie Murphy, my big brother, my mentor, he can say what he want to say. And if you got problems, I come around and I slap you myself.
Slap you. And then I'll take you to niggas that like niggas. And you know, y'all know the rest.
Somebody did this.
It's great when gifts keep on giving, man. I enjoyed that. But round of applause to all the winners. I think there was one more. That covers all that. BMF.
That was a great second episode.
Yeah, it was really good. MVP. Mm-hmm. I'm giving MVP. I'm giving it to Terry.
Yeah, I was Terry say was the MVP
of the second episode.
Mm-hmm. It was a great episode, man.
It's becoming very evident that Meech and Terry hate their father in real life. I don't know if you're picking this up, but it's really becoming more and more evident.
Keeps getting in trouble in real life, so shit.
None more so than the scene where their mom puts on the nightgown and dad's like, oh, what you got there? Okay, look good. Okay, what's this? And he pulls out the damn receipt for the Sears credit card.
That dude plays it so well, dog.
And it's just like, somebody said this man is an idiot. Like you about to get some yams and you ain't about to get it. Somebody else tweeted out, they said, you can't be horny and broke at the same time. You gotta pick one.
You gotta pick one. And they were so angry that she spent that money on that dress. He wasn't even horny. He just took out the receipt. What the fuck is this?
I'm still confused why she had a nervous breakdown when she found the porn magazine.
You know how mothers get, man.
What if she wasn't a mother? That she was a wife.
Oh shit! I mean, damn.
In that instance, she was a wife. So I'm confused how it went down like that. And then she broke down in front of her mom. It's like we strangers. I had to take out a credit card to get this, and the car, that's not mine. It's Meech. He sell drugs. Mom was like, you know, God, he don't favor the ugly. just talk like nothing happened.
What kind of shit is that?
You gotta love the 50 universe, man.
Yeah, it was great. I can't wait for the third episode. I didn't care what Meech or Terry was doing. All I focused on were those two scenes. It was hilarious. I left my ass off.
Yeah,
and on top of that, the third scene, most important scene. Why are y'all selling drugs and trying to act hard when you live at home with your mama? I don't get it.
How old are they?
Well, they're late teens. So that means everybody got to be like a late teen, early 20s. But the simple fact is you dealing drugs out the basement. Like, these guys can't come catch your mama in her house that she paid for.
Exactly.
I don't understand, bro. I don't get it.
I mean, Franklin understood that concept.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Speaking of Franklin,
they showed
the trailer for the final season.
Well, oh, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was about to say they showed the trailer for the final season of Snowfall, and I'm like, wow, this is it. This is what season five, right?
Six.
Wow. Yeah, six seasons. That's a good way to wrap it up.
Yeah, no, I'm there for it. What else they got? They showed oh my gosh, bro. The trailer for The Mandalorian. What?
And I've been waiting, baby.
Mandalorian season three, yeah.
They going for the full gusto on everything.
It looked like it. They showed the Order 66 flashback and shit. Yep. Maybe we might see Anakin again.
Yeah.
Baby Yoda or Grogu, however you want to call him, he's using the Force, nigga.
Yep.
And
it looks amazing. I'm excited. I can't wait,
brother.
What else?
Yeah, I should drop next month, right?
I think so. Yeah. What, February, March? One of them two.
Yeah, one of them.
Let's see what else we got. Did you watch the hatchet wielding hitchhiker?
No.
So this is on Netflix. Like
white people shit, man.
Listen, remember how I always keep coming on here talking about white people only be inconvenienced when they want to be inconvenienced?
Yeah.
This is one of those examples. Do you ever remember the social media craze where the homeless guy, he used the mallet to bash Buddy's head in? He was smash, smash, smash. He was like the hippie homeless guy?
No.
He was a social media sensation in 2013. Anyways. It covers him and how he went from this perceived hero to just 4 months later, he was then wanted for murder himself.
I mean, when it's called the hatchet hitchhiker, I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Yeah. And it is nothing. It is nothing short of people being like, I just didn't know what was going to happen until he started going wild. And it was like, Yeah. Y'all kind of had signs there from jump, but you know how that goes.
It's on Netflix, right?
It is on Netflix. That I would recommend. As soon as we get done watching, no, it's just a one-off hour and a half.
Okay.
I would recommend, as soon as this ends, I would recommend turning it on and watching and just getting ready to laugh.
Hey, man, I gotta give it to Netflix, man. They know how to do those like crime documentary shits or docuseries. They do a great job on that shit.
No, they absolutely do. I will be one of the first to admit I was wrong about Netflix. I thought HBO.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought Disney was getting them up out of here, but they found a lane and they are here to stay.
You know who also was good at those? Who's also good as Peacock? Peacock got a lot of docu like crime docuseries and shit.
Oh, I'd imagine that.
Those are pretty good too.
I'd imagine.
They're really good.
Sure. Yeah, NBC absolutely.
Good at that shit.
Yeah. Brit and I have been watching Married at First Sight. Was that the one you were trying to get me to watch?
No, I was trying to have you watch Love is Blind, but Married at First Sight's kind of like the same concept.
Yeah, so we tried Love is Blind, and then we were just like, they really fallen in love with a voice, and we turned that shit off.
I mean, I get it, but you gotta just let it play. I mean, my homegirl. No, we're not. No, we love that damn show, dog.
We not letting that ride. We turned that shit off real quick. I think we
lost it. No, man, but when it gets to the altar, it's kind of like you're waiting for it. Are they going to say yes? Are they going to say no? And then when they say no and all the drama that happens, it's just,
We realized what was going on 20 minutes in. We turned that shit off. But Married at First Sight, pretty good. It's actually, and truth be told, it's actually been a nice conversation piece with her and I in terms of asking things about our relationship. Mm-hmm. So I got to say, it's a nice... nice bonding episode for couples.
I think I watched like two episodes, but when I saw it was only the seasons are like 24 episodes and shit, and every episode's like an hour. I'm pretty sure, but I gotta be dedicated for that shit.
It's worth the investment. You could easily go through three or four in a day because at first you're like, that's too long. I was like, this is way too long, and then by the end of the third episode, I was like, no, we're here. So then what else we got? Oh, and then finally, to close out TV and movies, did you watch The Last of Us?
Yes, I did. I played the game. That was really... I was anticipating this show. As soon as it got announced, I was just like, oh, okay, because I played that game, and that game is so fucking great. It's like, it's such an amazing game. The sequel is an amazing game. Mm-hmm. So when I heard HBO was going to make this an actual series, I was like, okay. And I saw that the creator was still going to run it. I was like, okay. And then I heard the review saying, yo, this is the best video game adaptation ever. I was like, okay. And then I got done watching the first episode, and I was like, okay.
Spooky.
Yeah. I wasn't team PlayStation back when this came out. So I watched the gameplay on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There really wasn't much outside of HBO that, I mean, obviously the graphics were the difference, but I'm not going to hold that against people, you know what I'm saying? You can do so much more with graphics. Otherwise, it not necessarily spot on, but the feeling was definitely there.
Oh, yeah. It was literally damn near line for line, word for word, bar for bar, shot for shot of the damn video game, which I've never seen before. From like in certain video game adaptations, they do little like inspiration scenes like, oh, shit, that was from the game. But this is literally bar for bar, line for line, shot for shot from the game. And I'm just like, oh, y'all niggas done did it. Wow. This is good shit. And there's a lot of shit that happens in just the first game and the second game that they can literally stretch it for like maybe three seasons, four, if they do it right. Oh, man, this is going to be a hit for HBO, dog.
Boy, I tell you right now, Pedro Pascal is swinging nuts everywhere.
He got that HBO money and he got that Disney money or that Warner Brothers money, whatever.
He about to have both these shows running at the same time. You're going to see this man twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as The Mandalorian kicks up.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it kicks up. Yeah, in March. Yeah, it drops in... I think it drops in March. Yeah, Mandalorian. Either next month or in March. Yeah.
Right.
There's like eight episodes for Last of Us And yeah, and probably right in the middle of it, that's where Mandalorian starts. So when Last of Us ends, Mandalorian just keeps going. He's getting paid. Shout out to his agent. Absolutely.
Oh man. Mm-hmm. The real deserving recipient of the Medal of Freedom. Yeah, so that covers TV and movies. Oh, and then right before we jumped on, we decided to watch The Menu.
Yeah, that shit dropped last year. I watched that shit. Yeah, what did you think of it?
I'm still confused. I get the whole concept of it. I understand the whole concept.
Oh.
I just don't understand what the lesson I was supposed to learn was. Like, do you just, when you go to a restaurant, just say, to go, please, and then it solves everything, or like what? I don't understand.
I wish I could tell you. There's probably YouTube videos breaking it down, but I watched it when I was at the theater, and I guess I enjoyed it. And then when I left, I was just like, it was one big I guess.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt about it. Because everyone was hyping the shit up, saying it was one of the best dark comedy movies of the year, and blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, oh, and I was curious about it. Will Ferrell executive produced it. So I was like, oh, okay. Then I watched it, and I was like, I guess. So
that's the best way to put it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know who else don't got something else to say? Meek Mill. It's always a great day when Meek Mill jumps on Twitter. I've never known a bad day with Meek on social media.
That's why I unfollowed his ass.
Nah, it's great. You got to keep following. I had no idea what was going on in Lori Harvey's love life, and rightfully so. I don't care. she is now dating Mr. Snowfall himself, Damson Idris, and Meek Mill had a problem with that, so he took Twitter and said, y'all let that girl fuck anybody.
And the thing about Laura Harvey is that she hasn't said one word.
Oh, she moves in silence. Yeah, no, she's like lasagna. She moves in silence. No,
she's moving silence. Like she hasn't said one word.
I just find it funny because you know that this is pure, unadulterated, nasty ass, dirty mackin.
Oh, it is.
Snowfall is not any. Snowfall is not just anybody. he's a somebody. And number two, just 5 years ago, this man put out a song, and in the lyrics, he said, "I got Lori Harvey on my wish list."
I mean, I don't know, man. Like, that's the reason why I unfollowed Meek Mill, because then I just remembered exactly what 50 Cent said, and he said Meek isn't that smart. And ever since then, he has not lied. Yeah, he isn't that smart. He be saying some stupid shit. First and this of all, is one of them.
Yeah, no, first of all, he said it as if we're allowed to police Lori Harvey's body and not herself policing her own body.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you could just tell the pain in that tweet.
Seriously.
This is the best part. After the final character on that tweet is a slide, that man's hurting. like Michael Irvin said, he is hurting.
It should have been me. Yeah. It should have been me.
Right.
Shit,
oh,
man.
Oh, boy.
I don't really care about that. It's one of those, like, I don't care because I unfollowed Meek. I think I muted him too because it just got to the point where if I'm not hearing like no music from you, you always are tweeting or posting some stupid shit, and that's what he's been doing.
Yeah, no, he really is. Your boy Kanye got remarried.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna hold you.
Nothing to say about that.
I ain't gonna hold you.
He has a
Kanye type. Kanye himself. He definitely got a type. Kanye himself getting married. That's not where I'm going.
Okay.
The thought process that you marry somebody, but you only do it for show, and in real life y'all still dating.
Mm-hmm.
You basically just paying for a wedding because you're bored.
Pretty much. He was like, yeah, he, I mean, I saw it in the wee hours of the morning. Like, Kanye West got remarried, and I was just, and I saw who the chick was, and I'm like, wow, she looks exactly like him. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, because that same day I tweeted out, like, you know, Kanye's been silent lately, and I don't like that. Because I was like, he's been very silent. Next thing I know, oh, Kanye got married. And I was like, oh, well, there you go.
Yep. Somebody did this.
Yeah. I get it. Man, one day. I still have faith one day. He might have turned into Kanye Skywalker. I still see the good in him.
I mean, when he's silent. When he's silent, that makes me time to go back and listen to his music and then make me like start liking him again. Because when he's talking, I don't want to hear nothing of him. But when he's silent, then I go back and listen to his music. I remember, like, yeah, this is the Kanye I like. And then he speaks again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Also, like, I remember right before we recorded, I saw a headline that said that Kanye's lawyers have, I guess they wanted to drop something in the news or the New York Times or whatever, that they're not representing him no more for the copyright shit for whatever reason. So I was like, right.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, oh, boy. We're just in January. We still got 11 months left.
Mm-hmm. Strap up.
Shit. Oh, yeah. And it was also funny, like, during the Super Bowl. Sorry. Like, during the, not the Super Bowl, but during the games, like, when the Niners were kind of down, I look up and I see Rihanna just kind of walking towards the screen. And I'm like, we're going to be just fine.
Give me a hell, yeah.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah,
I get that. Now, let's play it real quick.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to your chef?
There's powerful niggardry at work here.
There was video. There was a video circulating the interwebs of a woman, and she was paying homage to her, I think it was a boyfriend or her baby dad that passed away at the funeral.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He said, I'm going to perform. This is one of our favorite. This is our favorite song. And how, I just know I'm going to do this without him. And then she started singing one of my favorite modern day Negro spirituals. Dirty Soda and Styrofoam.
Make it real for me.
Spend my day getting my mind blown. Dress it up and go to NASA. 200 miles on the dash. Yes. She performed March Madness at the pulpit at the funeral. Now, some people would say that that's classless, it's out of touch, that she shouldn't have done that. Not me. I want to make it perfectly clear. When my funeral happens in 2082, do not play none of them slow shits at my funeral. This is not a time to cry. You play the songs I want to play. I would have played. I partied too. I had a good time too. So now, Busby, that leads me to ask you, maybe I don't know if you've thought about this like I have. What are the songs that you want played at your funeral if they're going to be in this type of format?
So we could just party? Oh, you're going to have a whole Eminem playlist. I'm going to make everybody uncomfortable. We're going to play.
All right, dog.
Somebody did this.
You know where I was going.
And they're gonna be laid up in the ground.
No,
I know what you're gonna say, but you said a whole playlist. So it's just some of them. Burying you with a jackhammer.
We're gonna feel this. We're gonna play Kim.
Oh my god.
The whole song. Even the outro part.
Good lord.
Oh, damn, I got a sick mind. Nah, probably some Michael Jackson. I don't know what song. Probably, man, I don't know. There's so many Michael Jackson songs. Oh, the whole Michael. Nah, that's too obvious. That's the greatest hits, man.
We got the abortion papers.
Yeah, but that one.
I don't know, because everyone's my favorite Michael songs are not the same as everybody else's, because I listen to his shit so deep. So, shit, I don't know. Maybe Cheater or something. I don't know. I got to think about that, because there's so much I could pick.
I got five mandatory ones, five of them things that I want played. I don't care what order, they just got to be played.
Okay.
Number one, the 7-minute rendition of Return of the Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Corrupt, We Can Freak It. Number three, Boozy, Webby, Fox, Wipe Me Down Remix. Number four, Hit 'em High.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And number five. it would be great if I could play it, but for YouTube versions, we can't touch that. But number five, you know what it is. Play some Hail Mary.
No matter what happens in life, you will hear that song in random places in history.
Absolutely. Well, take out Hit 'em High. I know it was performed already, but yeah, go ahead and play March Madness. I'm telling you, March Madness is the perfect song. You could play it anywhere.
Mm-hmm. It is perfect. Anytime.
It is perfection.
Same with Hail Mary. Same with Hail Mary. Hail Mary's, but well, I'll take that back.
No, you can't.
I got an MVP.
Hail Mary is so heroic and so just groundbreaking. Not only can you play it in any scenario, you could play it in any era, even if it was 100 years before the damn song was made. I mean, think about it. Tupac is so legendary that he showed up in Django.
Yeah. Am I wrong? Because I want to get it on till I die. Yeah. While Jamie was killing slave masters, which I thought was the most gangster shit in the whole shit. And people got so mad about that damn movie. People got so mad. I'm like, Quentin Tarantino had a black man kill slave masters with Tupac playing in the background. What? Yeah, give that man the Oscar. Quentin Tarantino. Give that white boy the Oscar.
I agree.
Give me a hell yeah.
I agree. And the second to last, because we'll do some quick mentions after this one. Billboard and Vibe have hooked up together to drop their top 50 rappers of all time.
Okay.
Have you seen this list so far? Because they dropped the first fifth.
I saw E-40 was in the 40s, I think.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good.
Yeah. Well, speaking of E-40, before we go on, shout out to E-40 and Mr. Fab and Too Short and Sway, because they're at the White House.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to tell them why. I already know why.
Yeah, they're at the White House because the Warriors went to go visit the White House because they were the first team, the first NBA team to visit the White House since the Cavs.
Yeah.
When Obama was there.
Yeah.
Because when Trump is in charge, yeah, they didn't want to go over there. The fuck?
Man, can you imagine that? KD didn't get to visit the White House either of them times. It's crazy.
Damn, ain't that a bitch. And I'm trying to think, all those times when Trump was in office, it was the, who won those 4 years? I know Toronto won, but they're in Canada.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Lakers.
Lakers, and that was in 2020, that was what? 2020, but they couldn't go anyway because of the COVID, and they weren't going to go either way.
2021 was the Bucks.
Mm-hmm. They didn't go. Well, no, Biden was in office by then.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody went.
Yeah, they didn't go. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, but that list, when it comes to that list, I saw bits and pieces of it.
All right. So we got number 50, Rick Ross. Number 49, Run from Run DMC.
Okay.
Number 48, Melly Mel.
Oh.
Number 47, MC Light.
Okay.
46, Jadakiss. 45, Ice-T. 44, Queen Latifah. 43, Bun B. 42, Redman. And 41, E-40. I'm just going to say round of applause for all the names that appeared on this list so far. In terms of criteria, I don't know what the fuck's going on. So there's really nothing for me to react on. I don't know if this is based on Billboard. I don't know if this is based on how many times Vibe was going to give you a Vibe award. I honestly don't know what this is, but I'm not. That's not my. I don't really care about that. There's names on here that I respect. So salute to them.
I guess. I mean, they ain't got no criteria. They didn't have a website either to like talk about why they're at where they at.
Yeah.
So it's like, they just put it on Instagram for the hell of it. And I was just like, I guess.
Right.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I got nothing to say about it. I'm like, for sure.
Yeah, no, that's exactly my thought process. That being said, we got some mentions to mention off with. I know you want to talk about this real quick. Lisa Marie Presley passed away. What, she was 52, 54?
Yeah, man. 51. She was 51. 51. No, she was 54. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that. And then she was just at the Golden Globe because, oh boy, Austin Butler just won the Golden Globe for playing her father. So that was pretty shocking. But yeah, gotcha. She looked rough. She looked rough. She died of a cardiac arrest. So I'm like, damn, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's crazy. And also, she's also famous for, I guess, famous, however you want to put it, for marrying Michael Jackson around that, you know.
Right.
And it's kind of just crazy to think about it because they didn't have kids together. Can you imagine that kid? If she ever had kids with Michael Jackson, that kid would have been the descendant of Michael Jackson and Elvis Presley. That would have been nuts.
Yep. Crazy.
Rest in peace
mm-hmm. to Georgia offensive lineman Devin Willock and their staffer Chandler LaCroix, who unfortunately passed away literally just hours after their championship parade. That's nuts.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
On a little crazier note, University of Alabama basketball player Darius Miles was charged with capital murder in the death of a 23-year-old woman.
That was nuts.
Yeah.
That one was nuts to read. Like, wait, what?
Very. What else we got? We got a feel-good one I want to bring up. I have to bring this one up. Let's see. I don't know how to get out of here, so bear with me. I just got to press a button real quick.
Hell yeah!
There we go. Round of applause. Powerful Popeyes and Unionist Colin. So he is the kid. Yeah, you see Busby. He is the kid that be looking around with the Popeyes cup all those years ago. Mm-hmm. Well, he growed up and he is now playing Division II football. So Popeyes said, come get this NIL bag. I like a story like that.
Yep, he got the billboard and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Getting that Popeyes money.
Salute.
Good for him.
What else we
got? That boy went for making. They tried making fun of that boy. Now he's getting money years later. Good for him.
Exactly. Salute to Naomi and Corday. They're expecting their first child this year. I told you, Corday saw them YBN diggers. He started dapping up like he was LeBron, and when he got swept by the Warriors, got them all up and walked away.
Yep. Don't blame him.
Yeah. Who we got? Your boy Aaron Donald retired for like 10 minutes.
My boy. It was during the game. Like, he just went on his Instagram, he went on his Twitter, and changed his bio that said former D lineman for the Rams. And it said former D lineman. And he had it up there for a good 15, 20 minutes. And when everyone noticed, then all of a sudden he just, you know, he deleted and changed it.
Right.
I'm like, dude, you're a fucking weirdo.
Yeah,
I always felt he seems kind of off.
Well, the thing was, he was thinking about retiring before this season anyway, so this isn't too far off. It's not too far off,
but just to do that was weird.
Yeah, I'm tired of players. I'm tired of people in general retiring one day and then the next day like, oh no, I'm good. Just if you gonna say it, stick by it. It don't matter to me. So we got
pretty much.
Let's see what else we got, and then finally, LeBron surpassed 38,000 points. This week, and he is now on pace to be the all-time leading scorer. I think the week going into Super Bowl. What do you think?
Good for him. Good for LeBron. At what, 36 years old, or is he 36 or 37?
Nah, what is he? He's 84, so 39.
Oh my god,
yeah.
That's nuts. And when does his son go?
No, 38. It's 38. He's going to be 39 at the end of the year. 38.
Oh my, damn! When is his son gonna come into the league?
He got to go to college this year.
Oh God!
Now that was I think the biggest thing to take away from that is just think about all the hype that LeBron had going into his NBA career. Just think about that. He's got four rings. No matter how you feel about the bubble ring, that counts. He's all-time assists, all-time rebounds, and now he's about to be the most scoring, highest-scoring professional baller in NBA history. I think he lived up to the hype.
Oh, yeah. How many? Yeah. Like, you got multiple MVPs, multiple finals MVPs. Yeah, he lived up to the hype. He did all that.
Yeah,
I'm considered one of the greatest players of all time. So, yeah, man, salute to that man.
I said when I was coming out of middle school or high school, somebody asked me what I think. I was like, if he hits three or four championships, he's playing with house money after that.
And that's what's been going on.
Yep. So salute to LeBron. Anything else you want to bring up before we dip out?
Rest in peace to Jay Briscoe from Ring of Honor. He was part of the Briscoe Brothers. Yeah, before we got on, it just got announced from Tony Khan from AEW that he passed away. It just broke, so I don't know more details, but he just had a match of the year contender last year with FTR, and it was one of the best matches I've seen. It was a very brutal match, and yeah, man, the Briscoes were one of the best tag teams in Ring of Honor. Yeah, that's pretty just sad to watch, man. That's fucked up.
Rest in peace.
So rest in peace to that, man.
Definitely.
And another thing before we leave. Yeah, you know what movie I watched randomly, like, this past weekend? It just popped up on YouTube. Not the fucking reboot that came out. Yeah, no. They said they lost money for that shit. They said it was better if it was on HBO Max, as it should have been. But no, not House Party, but Carmen, the MTV hip hop. Oh my god, that movie is terrible but entertaining. Robert Townsend did everything he could do with that movie, but man, Beyonce was like barely 19, still part of Destiny's Child. Mos Def was in there. Lil Bow Wow was there. Jermaine Dupri, fucking Wyclef John. It was a who's who of black folks. Robert Townsend was the director. Man, MTV gave them no budget, but my god. That movie's terrible, but entertaining as fuck.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, man. I might go ahead and watch it again. That shit is... Oh, man. Looking back on it, my God, that was bad. My Lord, nigga.
Yeah.
Terrible. I agree. But only thing I can say after this is go Niners, nickel. Anyway, this is episode 287 of the most consistent podcast in the area.
Give me a hell yeah.
You can always hit us on Twitter. You can follow me, Mr. Busby, at Mr. Busby 4 lowercase 08. You can follow us on Twitter at TLogicalSP. You can always follow us on Instagram at TheLogicalSense, and of course on the Facebook. And also don't forget to like, subscribe, press the like button. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody to watch Illogical Sense on the YouTube.
Give me a hell yeah!
And on all social media, you can find me at JC No Fits. Like Busby said, go ahead, not only on YouTube, but continue hitting like, subscribe on every other DSP. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google, wherever the hell else you can find us at these days. They got some other shit I don't even be knowing. I don't be paying attention. But yeah, appreciate y'all. Appreciate you rocking with us as usual.
As usual. Music has been, man, there's a drought going on. California might got a lot of fucking water, but music is just...
No, I got an album for you. Vito dropped a dope-ass R&B album.
Oh, okay.
A dope-ass R&B album. I'm not even tripping off music because you know how I feel. Weeknd screwed that up last year by dropping way too soon. I like easing into everything. If they take a couple of albums, I'm good with that. Oh, it knocked. It was just wrong timing. So, Vito dropped a dope ass album.
Yeah, Weeknd gonna have the theme for WrestleMania again. That's like 4 years in a row. Like, goddamn, nigga.
Interesting.
Get that money. Anyway, on that note, we out.
Peace.